I'll give you an example of using the love-hate button, okay? This is an actual operation that I did. There was a guy in the health department in Sacramento by the name of Jim Estabrook. He was attacking Narcanon. The reason he was attacking Narcanon, which we didn't know at the time, was that he had plans for starting his own drug rehabilitation group in Sacramento, California. He was an official in the health department in Sacramento, state health department, okay? And he was using that position to attack Narcanon from. He wrote a very criticizing report, you know, about that thick on the subject of Narcanon. We found out that through the spy that Jim Estabrook had plans on starting a new drug program, which he was applying to the state for. He was asking for the state funding for his new drug program, which he was going to hold up in the mountains. One day, me and my right-hand man took a drive up to the mountain community where this was going to happen. Okay. We picked up a couple of teenage girls that were hitchhiking on the road. We went swimming in a river with them that day. Just got in communication with these two teenage girls, and while we're driving them up to, after we went swimming, we're driving them up to where they live. And I said, by the way, what if people don't like up here? Right? I'm working the hate button, see? And they say, well, we hate hippies, right? So I go, okay, you guys hate hippies. And in fact, she tells me the story. She says, I'll show you how bad we hate hippies. There's a guy up here that owns two houses. He lives in one. The other one's vacant. Some hippies moved into it. He came over with gas cans, poured it on his own house, and burned his own house down. That's how much we hate hippies. So I go back down to Sacramento. I recruit about 6 to 8 Scientologists. These are all guys, and I say, you don't take a bath for a week, you don't shave for a week, and at the end of that week, they did that, right? We dress them up like hippies, we go up there, I've got a radio, they have a radio, I have them wait outside of town, they're in some hippie-looking dumbass van, right? You can get the picture already, don't you? So he leaves, finally. He goes down into Sacramento, wherever he's going. He's going to be gone for an hour or something. And I say, and I radio back to the hippies in the van, okay, come into town. He's gone. They come into town. They pretend like they're friends of this guy, right, the PR guy, mm-hmm. like they know him. Hey, where's Mike so-and-so? We're his good buds, right? And my God, we ARC broke everybody in that town badly, okay? It's like the stuff they did everything they could possibly do that was untactful, to insult people, to, you know, they would like go into some shop or some little old ladies in there with her values, and they would go, you got any stuff we can roll our weed with? You know, kick the dog, grab the girls' asses, you know, everything you could think of, right? Insulting people, and all under the making them think that they were friends with this guy, they knew about the drug program, they were going to be part of this new drug program, and isn't it going to be wonderful when we have this drug program up here, because all of these people like us are going to come, and we're going to be smoking dope and getting your kids to smoke dope, and it's going to be a great time, right? Well, that went on for about 10, 15 minutes, and that town was terrorized when they left, you know. And in a small town like that, I mean, anything that happens, you know, if a dog barks or something, it hits the paper. I mean, this was a major catastrophe, you know, for these people.
Yeah.
So they said, there ain't no way in hell we're having a drug program up here.
And all this guy did was go down to Sacramento for an hour.
Yeah. Well, he got back. He came back in an hour, and this town is up in arms, man. They're ready to lynch this sucker, right? So anyway, we let it go for a week. I recruited another agent who was a girl. I sent her up there to go sit in the bar. And they're still talking about this. All those damn hippies, you know. Mole, no, they're not coming up here, right? A week later.
Right.
So she says to them, which, you know, I told her to say to them, why don't you guys circulate a petition up here and send it to your congressman, okay, and tell him you don't want no drug program up here, which they did, right there on the spot. That's a good idea. Yeah. Here it is. Let's make the petition right now. They did it. They all signed it. They sent it to the congressman. Congressman got wind of it. And in fact, they phone called and, you know, and they just raised a big stink and it killed the whole drug program. They called up Estabrook and said, you ain't getting no money for no drug programs.
Wow.
That wasn't the only operation we did on them. By the time I was done with them, the guy sold his house and got the hell out of the state to get away from me.
Did he know it was you?
Oh, yeah. He didn't know it was me. He knew Scientology did this to him, but nobody listened to him.
Right.
You know, he said, those damn Scientologists, and they thought he was nuts. See what I mean?